one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Niners have been good in the red zone. Last five games, 16 touchdowns, 19 trips. Here's Jennings. And he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown, 49ers.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You want to be down with the Purdy? Then it's the long play. It's a long play. But look, there's lots to talk about. I was very disappointed in what I saw last night, obviously, from Brock Purdy. And I think that Kyle Shanahan did what a good head coach is supposed to do, which is try to protect him. The offense got really conservative there in the second half, and then he stepped to the podium and said that these were really good decisions, just poor throws. I don't know if that's supposed to make a fan feel better. Poor throws is not good. And I question at least one of them in terms of decision-making as well, the throw to Pearsall in the end zone. But what I think is just reality, not saying that, because it doesn't matter what we would do as coaches because we're not the coach. I don't think that the 49ers are anywhere near the thought process of benching Brock Purdy. But I think a game like last night, when you're an 8-4 team, you need your offense to be good, and you're heading into games that are going to get really dicey and important, I think the door is at least a crack open to, if you start looking like that again, and instead of leading to a 10-point lead, it leads to a 10-point deficit, I think your brain has to automatically go to, do we make a switch at least for today?
You might. Exactly. At least for today. I don't think that if you make a switch, it necessarily has to be forever. And
no.
I also don't think that if you make a switch, that means that there is a controversy. If you're down 17-3 last night and he throws his third pick and you go to Mac and then Mac leads you back and then you beat Carolina, well, there's going to be some controversy. But you, as Kyle Shanahan, you can go and just say, hey, you know, he was a guy having a bad game. We made the switch and the switch was right and stuff, and we went out and we won the game. And so you don't have to be beholden to what the fans want and the fans' whims. And whether or not the door is open a crack after that or not, I don't really believe it, because you're 8-4 and you believed in him to pay him.
Totally.
And even though he didn't play great, and I said earlier that he might have been the 45th best player on your roster last night, he might have been the worst 49er who played football. And you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who was actually worse than he was. Mm. And so, yeah, if that's the reality, you still won the game. And so I actually agree with Shanahan when it comes to the decisions. They were just late throws. The first one was late to Juwan. The second one to Pearsall, he had to throw that 5 yards out in front of him instead of throwing it to where he was. The decision, I don't think, was wrong. Although on the second one, I'm with you. You could have run it. You could have done a little dinky pitch to Kittle, who could have gotten 7 or 8. There were other plays that could be made, but he chose to throw to an open receiver, and he made a bad throw.
888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in about an hour, 20 minutes. Also, we should tuck some Grandy Grades in before Steve Kerr. And so we'll do that, but we got at least another hour to just keep talking to you about this weird season. It's just a weird year. And that's what we feel. We feel a 49er fan base that looks at 8-4, looks at a probability of playoff football coming at north of 80% right now today, but is having a hard time kind of getting excited about it for some very, very clear reasons. A, it's just about belief with the defense kind of looking the way that they are throughout the year with the injuries that they have. And then now, as of today at least, you certainly factor in the whole quarterback situation, how wonky it's been, and then, at least for yesterday, how unproductive Brock Purdy was. So let's go to Austin in San Mateo. Hi, Austin. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, nothing much. Thank you. Hey, I just want to say that, hey, can we start to see what the last pick of the draft actually looked like now? We starting to see that without that supporting cast when he first came in the league with a Super Bowl team made already, that's made to go to the Super Bowl and actually try to win one with the offense and defense. Only thing Brock Purdy had to do was just fall in line and let these players lead you to success, And that's why he got this contract until today or whatnot. And now we're starting to see, and the league figured it out. He don't got that supporting cast like he did in the past now.
Well, it kind of does. It kind of does, actually, Austin. Austin, what did that team have in terms of supporting cast that this team doesn't have?
That is, what I mean by that is they're all broken down. They've been there already before he even got to the team.
Yeah.
Getting injured and everything. And how many hits these players will keep continually taking? Now that they're all out, Debo gone. Took a lot of shots. Kittle, a lot of shots, the way he plays. Brandon Ayuk on IR, coming back with the ACL injury. Trent Williams getting old.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Austin? Because I thought this was really cool on the morning show today. Listening to this exact subject come up. If you let's say the NFL draft is tomorrow, okay? And Brock Purdy is... it's his year. Where do you think he gets picked this time? What round?
The last pick of the draft.
Yeah, you're incorrect. And Austin, thanks very much.
You talking about his draft class?
Like Joe Shasky,
are you talking about the whole NFL or just his draft
Shasky
class?
Shasky was awesome about this because people will go, they love to do this. Now you see the skill set. He's the last pick in the draft, and now you're seeing it. And Shasky goes, you realize the other quarterback in the game yesterday was the first pick in the draft. Which one you want? There's no question about it. You've got to lay down your arms with this concept of Brock was the last pick in the draft, and now you're seeing why. I believe. You've got to lay down your arms. It's flat out wrong. It was a miss. It was a miss by the evaluators. I'm not saying he should have been the first pick in the draft, but he's clearly better than a seventh round draft pick. And I don't buy this narrative that what Brock did before was simply because all you needed to do was stick any human being out there and he had good players on the team, so that's why he was good and now he sucks. Like, A, he doesn't suck now. He had a horrible night last night. And B, football cannot and does not work that way. You don't just get to be an awesome quarterback because there's good players around you. It's so much more complex than that. So that's the one thing that, like, it's a great day for a Purdy hater, obviously. It's a great day for a Purdy hater. But you're never, no matter what, you're never going to get me to take away what he accomplished in previous years by saying it was just because there are good players around him. I just don't believe football works that way.
No.
You have to be a good quarterback to play good quarterback.
Well, holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, you have to look at, in my opinion, the totality of a game. And I'm watching the first drive back right now. And if you watch, he goes out, completion, 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 completion. Incomplete to Robinson. He hits Farrell. He hits Juwan for the touchdown. He went 6 of 7 on the opening drive, and they went. He marched them down 72 yards. Yeah, it was McCaffrey, 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 the first 5 plays. It's good to have him on your team.
Yeah.
He can run it. He can catch it. But on the opening drive, Brock Purdy was damn near perfect, and he converted 1, 2, 3 third downs along the way, and they scored a touchdown on the opening drive. So, yes, demerits for 3 interceptions, absolutely. 2 of those throws were awful. The third one, he got duped. He got duped by a great corner. That was a good play by the defense. It was a bad throw, but he got duped and he got beat. But beyond the 3 picks in 8 throws, other than that, he was actually really good. So, I mean, if you want to be fair and honest, the reason why I do this, the reason why I watch games twice is because I'm driving home and all I could think of was awful game. It was an awful game, and Grandy's grades will reflect it. I doubt that either you or Grandy or myself will give him anything higher than a C-, if that high, because he was patently bad. However, the opening drive, that counts. And the second half, that counts. Even though Shanahan did constrict what he was allowing him to do, you did that because you had the lead, and you could run it. And so you stuck to the short game, and Purdy executed that. And so, for me, as much as Brock Purdy was awful over that 8-throw stretch, beyond that, he was really good.
Well,
to me, it has to matter.
Of course it does. Every play matters. Every game matters.
You.
I know everybody, like we get it. It's no different than Kuminga or Ayuk or whatever. Everybody picks a side, and then you go into the computer and you find all the games that support your narrative, and then you only talk about those. So if you go back over the last 19.72 play, like whatever. Whatever. Brock Purdy is not great, but he's good. He's a really good player who's also still got a whole journey in front of him. Last night does nothing for me in terms of the larger conversation of who's the 49er quarterback. Again, macro, micro. My concerns are right now. Right now, if you've got a QB whose confidence is shaken and he's not playing well, and now he's got to go to Cleveland and snow and Myles Garrett, and you're 8-4, and you've got to win. So that's where, to me, the door is cracked open. But, I do think some of you show your colors if you're going to, like, today's your day to jump on and be like, see, Purdy sucks. You're not going to win that battle. You're just not. The Niners don't think that. That's not what the league thinks. I don't think it's what you think. It's not what I think. That's a losing battle. The guy's about to start a long-term contract. And his play will determine whether that was right, wrong, or whatever. But, like, yesterday was not definitive. It was the third time in his career that he's had a 3-pick game. Third time.
Yeah, and the first time that he actually won that game.
Yep.
And by he won that game, they won that game. And this is where I always have to remind people about the nature of football, because it's also complimentary. And the reason why they won last night was because of Christian McCaffrey, but largely because of the defense. The defense was awesome, and the defense made the plays they needed to make. And also, the team you were playing, the quarterback you were playing, was terrible.
Yep.
And the pick he threw from the 1-yard line, first and goal from the 1, that is absolutely 99.9 out of 100 times you cannot do that in that spot. And yet, he made a bad throw. Jair Brown kind of baited him into it. He had 2 picks, and the defense was awesome.
All right, coming up on Thanksgiving Day, Chiefs Cowboys, 1 o'clock. Mahomes and Dak, let's do this along with your turkey, you turkey. All right, that's coming up at 1 o'clock on 95.7 The Game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio, Steve Kerr, in a little bit over an hour. Let's keep going on the phones. Want to hear from all of you. Let's go. Kevin in Belmont. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling. What's up?
What's up, guys? I was also at the game last night, and I'm a big Brock guy because what I love about him is his improvisation. Thanks for the drop. Yep. His improvisation and his decision-making. But going into the season, Brock was on the record saying that last year he was being a little too greedy on throws. I would think at this point he's got to take what the defense has given him. The interception intended for Ricky was really frustrating for me because, he had a ton of green in front of him.
Yep.
And I can't take the toe as an excuse because on that one scramble he had earlier going up the middle, he had some good burst on that. So, and I'm not going to lie, a lot of people that call in, I can tell that they never played ball because the best quarterbacks aren't the tallest or the fastest or the strongest. It's the best decision makers. Tom Brady was the greatest because he was an all-time decision maker. I would love if Brock was a check down Charlie like Brady was sometimes, because how many times have we seen Shanahan orchestrate a 15 play plus drive that ends up in the end zone? And then the other thing, just real quick, Renardo Green lining up 12 yards off the line, McMillan burns him with a little like stop and go route. That was just really embarrassing. I think he ended up getting benched for Luter like in the fourth quarter. And the Shanahan, the scrutinization of Shanahan is just ridiculous for me. I mean, how many times have we seen this dude with the injuries of, you know, every team we've had? I mean, you guys have said the numbers of the injuries over the years, and he still has a team in position to win games. It's, I mean, what he's done this year has been a masterpiece. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you. I think that's a great call. That's just a great call. Like, if there's the criticism of Brock Purdy today, I find this is where my mind goes, at least. I thought, obviously, yesterday was a very poor performance, and the criticism is you're still trying to do too much. Not all the time, but you're still trying to do too much. I think that there are certain plays where there's either nothing there or there's something there, and too often you're still trying to take too big of a bite of the turkey. And that is what he said before the year he wanted to stop doing. And I thought last night was an example of him still falling into the same trap.
See, for me, it just was him hesitating when he actually saw it. And the second one, the one to Ricky Pearsall that the caller was talking about, that was one where he steps up, and yes, he could have run, and yes, he could have checked it down to George, but he's got his eyes deep down the field, which is what you want, and he sees Pearsall open. And I don't know if it's the toe, but you watch it back, and you see him, he's kind of running to the line, and he does a one-legged, just kind of a huck.
Yep.
Like, he could have stopped for a half a beat and then really stepped into it and made a throw in front of Pearsall, but he just kind of flung it. And so, for me, it was not a bad decision. It was bad footwork, really bad footwork, where you kind of went off a no base, and you just flung it out there, and because you did that, you threw it right to where Ricky was, and it became an easy pick. So, I think that that was a play that he saw. He saw that it was open, but fundamentally, he made a very poor throw.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair way to look at it. I just, to me, I get you can take a bigger bite, you can take a bigger chance, try to get a touchdown, maybe it's there. The 15-yard run or whatever he would have gotten might have been more. It was candy from a baby, and that's what I would have done. That's what I would have taken. Tony in Santa Rosa. Hey, Tony, what's going on? Thanks for the call. Tony!
Hello,
Tony. Tony? Man, I really wanted to hear that call, too. All right, Tony, try back, man.
Yeah, call us back, Tony.
Okay, let's go to Morgan in Morgan Hill. Hi, Morgan, what's up?
Hi, guys. Oh, man, so driving in this morning, listening to the Morning Rust, it's been so hard listening to all the Purdy hate. And here's my thing is, I'm a Purdy apologist, but I think it's reasonable. So those, you know, I think I want my big money quarterback taking shots downfield. I want my big money quarterback throwing up 50-50 balls for our wide receivers. And, you know, like I went, when I got to work after hearing all the hate, I just started Googling, you know, big name quarterbacks on Google. Have they led the league in interceptions? Brett Favre led the league twice. Peyton Manning led the league once. Drew Brees led the league once. Josh Allen led the league once. And then I stopped Googling. But I mean, I think if you look at all the big name quarterbacks, the reason that they're good quarterbacks is because they're taking shots downfield and giving their receivers 50-50 balls. And so, sure, you know, this is going to happen, but I actually, and we're going to go through some growing pains with Purdy, but I kind of don't mind this. And I guess probably because we won the game, I don't mind it, but I just think that I'm okay with it. It's not, to me, it's not as doom and gloom as all the callers make it feel, for me at least.
Yeah, Morgan, thanks. I think there's a way to kind of split the difference with this, because I had that same take last week, and I remember saying this going into the game. I'm like, there are going to be some interceptions, and in general, I'm okay with it. I feel the same way. I want the quarterback to take some chances. I want him to push the ball downfield, but none of that takes away last night. This is a bad performance. This is a bad game for Brock Purdy. But you could do this through the history of the league. Do you know who would you guess led the league in interceptions last year? Just last season in the NFL?
Boy, no guess, but I would say probably Joe Burrow.
No, it was not Joe Burrow last year. Actually, Burrow only had 9 in his 17 games. It was a tie at the top, 16 interceptions for Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Who has a huge contract in Atlanta and then got benched at the end of the year. And Baker Mayfield, who was awesome.
Yeah, threw it a lot.
Awesome. 41 touchdowns, 16 picks, led the league in interceptions. So, yeah, and Baker had 2 the other night in only a half against the Rams. And then he got hurt. So, in a general sense, I don't mind a pick here or there. I just I don't know how you can explain away last night. Last night was just bad throws.
Yep. Good choices, I thought, bad throws. And the third one was just one of those ones where you get duped on a bad play design and you try to go back over the middle, and the corner who normally would be guarding somebody else had no one to guard. And so he was able to just run free. And that's why I always think more about interception rate than I do overall interceptions, because you were mentioning Baker Mayfield, who, you know, Tampa Bay last year, they threw it an absolute ton. And Joe Burrow actually threw it more than anybody. Baker Mayfield threw it 570 times. So, yeah, 16 interceptions on 570 throws. You can kind of allow that based on what the interception percentage would be. And that's where I have a little bit of a hard time with Brock this year. His interception percentage, how often you throw a pick, it's one of the highest in football.
Yeah, it's too high.
It's among the 5 worst in football.
Yeah. I mean, 4 games in, so there's a sample size problem there, but yes, it's too high. There's no question. How about Telmo in Salinas? Hi, Telmo. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? How you guys been?
We're good, man.
So, you know, about that game, look, if you're going to throw 3 picks, getting the W really softens the blow. So there's that they have he has going on for him. But, you know, people love to hate on Brock, but go back to 2023 since he became a starter. He's top 5 in almost every single category. So, you know, he's not the bum everybody's saying he is today. Dibs, to your point, you're right. I think every throw, if you look at almost every throw last night, it was either slightly behind or a lot of them were high. And the receivers made good catches. I think it's really his inability to fully transfer the weight from the heel to the toe and the follow through, which gives you that the ability to keep the ball down and in front of the receivers. So, you know, I think you're looking at somebody who's not fully healthy yet. But, you know, the Niners are 8-4, and really, if you would have at the beginning of the season thrown every single thing out there that was going to happen in terms of injuries and everything like that, and said, "Hey, after 12 weeks, you're going to be 8-4," I think every Niners fan would take that. So, you know, I think we have to temper it a little bit. There's 2 winnable games coming up. I think they need to focus on those. Maybe Brock continues to get a little bit healthier. But he's a heck of a quarterback, and he's never had a wide receiver one like an Amon St. Ra or Justin Jefferson. Same thing like Jimmy never did, and it's been like almost a decade of the Niners not real – I mean, longer than that, actually, of them not having a true bona fide, consistent wide receiver one.
Tomo, thanks. Yeah, and I'm not even bothered by that. Like, I think that these whole bona fide number one receiver things sometimes are just overpaid luxuries that don't necessarily translate to winning. I do now want to forever call him Amon St. Ra. That's awesome.
It works.
Was a ton of fun.
Brock Purdy has maybe the second best tight end in modern football history, and he's got maybe the second best two-way running back threat in the history of the game. So let's not cry in our beer over what Brock Purdy doesn't have.
Tom Brady, outside of his 1 year with Randy Moss, I mean, like, he never had a bona fide number one receiver.
But he had an unbelievable tight end. That's the point. He had a couple of them.
Yeah,
so.
I just think it's chicken or the egg. Like, sometimes you make that receiver a number one receiver. Many people think that that's how Brandon Ayuk went for 1,300 yards.
Well, that's how Juwan Jennings has been as good as he's been.
He's got plenty of weapons, and the dance, the unfortunate dance, because some of you think it's the toe, and if it's the toe, I don't know if it's the toe, but if it is the toe, then you can't be in there. And if you're in there, then it can't be the toe.
That's right.
That's the struggle. And so the Niners need to figure that out, because if they do think it's the toe and it's leading to 3.5 picks, then you can't be in there anymore. That's as simple as it is. All right, so 888-957-9570. Keep going with your calls. Doing a great job today. Keep it coming. How'd you feel when this one ended? We're like, yay, 8-4. Or, oh, God, what was that? Like, anywhere in between. As soon as that final gun sounds, what's the emotion? Your chance to win great prizes every single hour tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Got Warriors tickets, DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, whole lot of stuff. So that's tomorrow every hour starting at 6, the Thanksgiving blowout on 95.7 The Game. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.